You're listening to day three of the Energy Blocks Retreat. Hi, and welcome to the 12th House Retreats. I'm so glad you found some time to join us today. So why don't you come on inside, get comfortable, and we're going to start with some fireside talk. So far, you've had an opportunity to identify if you have any energy blocks. And you've had the chance to meet with your spirit guides and see if there's any more information that you might have been missing about what those blocks are, where are they. And over the last 2 weeks, I've been asking you to think about if there's anything that you can start doing or stop doing in your day-to-day that might help loosen those blocks up or get rid of those blocks. So hopefully you've come up with some small things and have been able to implement them. And as you're doing those things, you are starting to loosen up your blocks. You are starting to get rid of them. Obviously, if they're big blocks, it might take a little bit longer. But, you know, sometimes just those small things really do start to almost reprogram your energy field so that it's not creating those blocks. Because those blocks exist because we've allowed them to exist. It's the things that we do in our day-to-day that create those blocks. And so if we can find a way to change the behaviors that created those blocks, then we can get rid of them and we can make sure that they don't come back. And that's easier said than done. And I recognize that, you know, it's a lifelong journey, a lifelong experiment, and you do have to try things out. And sometimes they work and sometimes they don't. But one thing's for sure, you definitely have to take action in your day-to-day life for things to change in your energetic field. So you can't just go in and, you know, do Reiki, for example. And I have studied Reiki. I understand it and I appreciate it. And it's very, very helpful. But you can't just do Reiki on your energy field and never change anything else in the way that you act, behave, think, in your day-to-day life, because you may have gotten rid of something through that one session with the Reiki, but you're just going to recreate and redo all of the things that the Reiki session has undone for you. And so it's really important that you work with your energy field, but at the same time that you take conscious actions in the physical world to be able to ensure that you continue to have a very healthy mind, body, soul, energy field. Your entire being is healthy. So that's why taking those small actions are so important. And it's possible that it was the same action each week, and that's great. Or if you've done different things each week, that's good too. You know what's best for you. And so you have to follow your intuition on that one. Today, though, we are going to take very, very direct action. We're going to go in, we're going to do a guided visualization, and it's going to serve to try and really target those energy blocks and get rid of them. So we're going to jump right in. I invite you to get comfortable. And again, that can be sitting up, that can be lying down, whatever works best for you. So I invite you now to get into that comfortable position. Once you're in that comfortable position, invite you to just close your eyes or soften your gaze, whatever works best for you. And then take a deep breath in. And deep breath out. Deep breath in. Deep breath out. Deep breath in and deep breath out. And on your exhale, I invite you to bring your attention down to your feet, to the soles of your feet. And just imagine the roots growing out from the soles of your feet, going down into the earth. And growing all the way to the center of the earth. Once you get to the core, just imagine those roots wrapping themselves around the core of the earth. And I want you to imagine all of the creativity that the earth holds. I want you to imagine that as you breathe in, you're breathing in all of that creativity up your roots, through your feet, up your ankles, your shins, your knees, your upper legs. Breathe it in through your hips, through your lower back, through your torso, into your heart. When you get to your heart, just take a moment here. Take a deep breath in and hold it for three counts. 1, 2, 3, and let it go. And as you breathe in again, imagine continuing on, pulling up all of the creativity up to your shoulders, your arms, your hands, and your fingers. Breathing it in to your neck, your jaw, your mouth, your nose, your forehead, the back of your head, to your crown. And I want you to imagine a beam of light going up from your crown all the way up to the sky, up into the universe, and connecting to your higher self. And I want you to breathe all that creativity from the earth, from your crown all the way up that beam of light, and bringing it all the way up to your higher self. And then I want you to pull it back down with your breath, bringing all that creativity back down through your crown, through your head, into your heart center. And when you get to your heart center, just pause there. And on your next inhale in, hold it for a count of 3. 1, 2, 3, and exhale. Now, finding a breath that works for you, I want you to picture inhaling from your roots and bringing that breath up to your heart. And once you get to your heart, holding it for a count of 3, and then exhaling and pushing all of that creativity up through your exhaled breath, up to your higher self. And when you get there, hold it for a count of 3, and then breathe it in and bring it all back down into your heart center, and holding it for a count of 3. And then pushing that breath down all the way to your feet, through to your roots, down into the core of the earth. And hold it for 3. And then pulling it back up, inhaling and bringing it to your heart center. And hold it for 3. And as you exhale, exhaling your breath all the way up through the top of your head, going all the way to your higher self, and waiting for 3. And then pulling it all the way back down, going into your heart center. And this time when you get to your heart center, just resume a normal breath that works for you, in and out. Now I want you to imagine that you're in your favorite room. It can be the same room that you've had before, or maybe this time it's different. Whatever it is, it's the right room for you today. Once you're there, take a minute to look around. Notice the decorations. Notice the furniture in the room. Notice if there are any other distinguishable features. And as you're looking around, I want you to notice the door across the room from you. This is the door that has the spiral staircase that you went down in an earlier meditation. So I invite you to go to the door, open it, and walk through. You can start taking the stairs down one at a time. And with every breath in and every breath out, take another step down the spiral staircase. You can choose to go down one floor, 5 floors, or 20 floors. It's completely up to you. Breathe in. Breathe out. Once you reach the bottom of the staircase, you'll notice another door. I invite you now to walk through that door. As you walk in the room, you notice that this room looks a lot like the X-ray room that you've been in before, but it is a bit different. This room feels more like an operating room. I want you to look down at yourself and notice that again, you are wearing a white coat, like the ones that doctors wear. You may have a stethoscope around your neck or something else that indicates that you are an expert and knowledgeable in this field. As you look around the room, I invite you to notice that there is an operating table. And on the operating table is a representation of you. I invite you to start walking towards the table and notice that the representation of you is very comfortable. They appear to feel very safe and might even be smiling. They are happy to be on this operating table today so that you can help them remove the blocks that are stopping them from achieving their life's purpose. Now I want you to notice that there are other people in the room with you. These are people that will be here to help you with this operation. One person in particular is bringing something towards you. It's a tray. And on the tray is the tool or tools that you will be using to remove the blocks from the representation of yourself. Take a minute now to look down at that tray and notice what those tools are. They could be anything. Once you've had a chance to look at the tools and identify what they are, notice that another person is coming forward. This person is here to explain to you and show you how to use this tool. In a moment, I will leave you with a couple of minutes of silence so that you can take a look at this person showing you how to use the tools. Don't judge what they are showing you, even if it doesn't fit into your understanding of how it should work. Just accept what they are showing you, how to use the tools, and on which part of the body to use them on. So I invite you now to turn your attention to this person and take a few moments to watch and learn. Once you have finished watching this person showing you how to use the tools, I want you to imagine using the tools yourself. So in a moment, I will give you another couple of minutes of silence, and I invite you to take the tools, turn your attention to the representation of you on the table, and apply the tools that you've been given in the ways that you have been shown in order to get rid of the blocks that exist in your energy field. You can pick up the tools now and get started. It's now time to finish up the surgery. And if you have any energy blocks left over, perhaps in a dish next to you, you've taken them out of the body. You can dispose of them in a garbage can, or if there's an incinerator nearby, you can put them in there, let them burn. Whatever way you want to dispose of those blocks is the right way. Once you've done that, I invite you to position yourself at the head of the representation of you, so that you're standing where their head is. Now I want you to imagine beams of light coming out of your hands. And I want you to imagine placing those hands on the head of the representation of you, allowing those beams of light to go through your hands, through the head, and down the body, all the way to the feet. Essentially, just ensuring that the flow of the energy is moving again, clearing out any residual blocks with that beam of light just flowing through the body. When you're ready, you can finish up the operation by thanking everyone in the room that helped you here today. And once they've left, you look down at the representation of you lying on the table. You're fast asleep. But you notice that you look very happy, very comfortable, and very safe. I invite you now to turn around and make your way back to the door that leads to the staircase. Once you get to the door, you can open it and start making your way back up the stairs, breathing in and breathing out with every step upward. Breathing in and breathing out. Breathing in and breathing out. As you get to the top of the staircase, notice the door. I invite you to go through that door and walk back into your favorite room. Notice there's a couch or a chair in the room. I invite you to go ahead and sit down and get comfortable. You can take a look around the room and see if anything's different, or is it exactly as you'd left it? And take a deep breath in. And a deep breath out. And as you continue breathing, I invite you to bring attention to the crown of your head. And then bring your attention down to your forehead. Maybe wiggling your eyebrows a little bit. Bringing attention down to your ears and your jaw. Maybe relaxing your jaw if you've been clenching your teeth. And bring attention down to your neck and your shoulders. Maybe just moving your shoulders, a slow rotation backwards or forward. And bringing attention down to your arms, to your hands, and to your fingers, and wiggling your fingers around a little. Bringing attention to your heart, to your torso, to your back. Maybe wiggling your back or stretching it a little bit. Bringing attention to your hips, to your thighs, to your knees. Bringing attention to your calves and your shins, your ankles, starting to move your feet a little bit, maybe wiggling your toes. When you're ready, you can bring the attention back up to your eyes, taking a deep breath in and letting out a big sigh. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. And as you bring awareness back to your physical body and the room, I invite you to have a drink of water if you have water nearby, and just slowly come back into your physical body. Okay. So let's turn our attention to our three questions. And as always, you can pause in between the questions to give yourself some time to think about the answers, or you can go through all of the questions right now and take some time over the next couple of days to think about them. So the first question is, as always, what stood out for you in this guided visualization? Were there any colors that stood out for you? Any symbols? Were any of the people in the operating room significant for you? What was your tool or tools? It's possible that you had more than one. And it's very possible that the tools that came out for you were completely illogical to the situation at hand. So it's possible that, you know, you were thinking you would have scalpels on the tray or something that matches with an operating room. But in the end, you got, you know, a Tonka truck toy thing that as you roll it, it kind of picks up all the blocks, you know, a kid's toy to that effect. Or it's possible they had nothing to do with anything. And really what you were given was something like a hairbrush or a pencil or something like that. And that is completely normal and acceptable. And so you have to give some thought to why are those tools the tools that you've been given to get rid of your blocks. So give that some thought. So again, question one is, what stood out for you? Which kind of leads into question two. Why did those things stand out for you? Why are they important? So going back to the idea of if a pencil came through, what does a pencil mean to you? Maybe it means for you that writing might be a way for you to get rid of your blocks. So they're asking you to pick up a pencil or a pen and start writing. But maybe a pencil means something completely different for you. So give that some thought. Think about the tools that came through for you. What significance do they have for you? The other thing to think about is how you were shown to use the tool. And so if you'll remember in the first day that you did your guided visualization and you were able to see where the blocks were in your body, were you being shown to use the tool on that part of your body? Or were you being shown to use the tools on a different part of your body? And if that's the case, that's completely acceptable and completely normal. Because sometimes in order to get rid of blocks in a particular area of your body, you need to tackle it from a different area. And so accept it. Whatever you were shown and how to use that tool and where to use it, then accept that as the way to do it. You have to suspend logical thinking a little bit to allow for the magical to come through. So think about why those things might be important. That's question number two. And then, of course, question number three is, what can you now bring into your day-to-day life? What can you start doing, or what can you stop doing? And it might be interesting to think about the things that you've already decided to start or stop doing from day one and day two. Is it time to continue doing those things again, or is it time to change and do something new? And either answer is perfectly acceptable. And so maintaining the same thing over and over again, week after week, might be exactly what you need. Or maybe it's time to shift or add on to what you've already done. So as we're talking about baby steps, maybe you took a baby step in week one and it led to some changes and you continued with those baby steps in week two and the changes continued. And now you're being asked to take a bigger baby step, a bigger step forward or a different baby step to build on it. And so there's no right answer. It's whatever comes up for you and whatever you think is right. And if you think something's right and you're stressing out about whether or not that is the right step, just give it a try. If it's wrong, it's fine. You just come back to it and try something else next time. Don't be afraid to just try, because oftentimes it's in that trying that you activate that energy, or you're letting the universe know that you're ready for a change. And so even if it's not the right thing in quotation marks, it is something. And that's showing the universe that you're ready for that change. You're ready for something new to happen. You're ready to have those blocks go. And so those things will happen. So those are your three questions once again this week. Hopefully you were able to come away with a little something else, a little something extra, and hopefully you were able to get rid of those blocks in your energy field. Like we said at the beginning, it's great to do the work energetically, but you really do have to bring it into your day-to-day and do something in the physical realm to be able to really sustain that change. So I hope for you that you're able to take those little steps in your day-to-day to sustain the changes that you were able to accomplish through the guided visualization today. And if nothing else, go off and do some yoga, dance, and laugh. I wish you a great rest of your day, and I hope to see you next week. Have a great one. Looking to extend your retreat experience? Join us on Facebook and Instagram.